Hello everyone, it's Annie here and happy winter solstice. So lovely to have that longest day behind us, isn't it? Well, you might like the lots of dark. I certainly go for lots of light. Before I go any further, I just want to say I had some issues with sound quality last time. So I've bought some headphones and I've spent a fair bit of time trying to get them to work, and I've got my laptop working with them now, but I still haven't managed to persuade Free Conference Call to have them working at that end. So I'll try to speak up, and apologies if the sound quality is not great, but I do hope to have these headphones. I fully intend to have them working before I do another call. Meanwhile, let's enjoy this winter solstice energy. So we might just take a minute or two, just simply to take a couple of slow breaths, just settling yourself in, letting yourself be here. Just breathing in some peace and calm. Breathing out whatever's ready to go. Anything that might be in the way of that peace and calm. And just a reminder, if you wouldn't mind muting yourself on star 6, and if you want to, if the sound is impossible, please. Someone text me, I've got my phone right here, and let me know and I'll try going without this simple little headset. I've got 0401 977 645. Okay, so why do we celebrate the solstices and the equinoxes? They have been traditionally required in a lot of cultures as really powerful times for change. And as I said in the email today, there's a lot of other things that are really inviting change. And I love to seize these opportunities. How I see it is that we're here to for our soul to grow and expand and experience and express and experiment and explore what it is to be human. And as part of that process, peeling back the layers of who we're not and peeling back the layers of what might get in the way of that, that comes from our mind or personality or ego, that's in the way. And we can, finding who we are, I think, is a bit like looking for an animal that's lost in the fog or something. How I think of it is that we're buried under layers of who we're not, and yet we've come to believe that they're a part of who we are. And so, you know, we're born with a certain DNA, which actually, you know, ultimately has nothing to do with the soul. By soul, I mean that infinite, eternal part of us that is timeless and has bravely chosen to experience being human in this time. So here to peel back the layers of who we're not, the layers that we've needed to have to come into this realm to learn certain soul lessons. So anything that's challenging us is something that we have set up for ourselves for this life, or life has set up for us as an opportunity for our soul to expand and grow. And if we can be grateful to that part of us that is giving us this opportunity to have these experiences and the opportunity to learn from them, rather than the beating the drum of what's wrong with me and what's wrong with them and why can't I have what I want, by embracing this is how it is, so this must be how it's meant to be for me right now, and after all it's taken 13 billion years to evolve to this point, then that can make it much easier to accept and start to choose how to respond. So as well as our DNA getting in the way of what our soul is really here to experience its full self, there's the ancestral patterns that we've inherited, and we inherit beliefs, we inherit emotions such as anxiety or depression or grief, we inherit behaviours, and research has shown this can go back through generations, 4 to 6 generations. So, yes, it might not be just from your parents or your grandparents, but further back than that. We bring stuff forward from other lives, memories, things that are still needing to be resolved, and there's all the experiences that we've had as children and the decision that we've made about those experiences. But none of that is the truth of who we really are, as I see it. The truth of who we are is beings of love and light and joy who've come to experience some other stuff, for want of a better term. And so here right now, we're in a time that gives us the opportunity to embrace more of the truth of our authentic self, to get more in touch with what our soul wants for us, what our soul knows will bring us fulfillment. And the sort of fulfillment our mind looks for is the fulfillment that comes with security, knowing we're loved, knowing we have enough money, knowing we're safe. These are the things our mind wants for us, and of course it does. We've got a human body that needs to be taken care of, and our soul has much higher plans for us as well. So what we're about tonight is just seeing if we can peel back some of the layers or allow to leave some of the layers that are not in alignment with our authentic self, not in alignment with who we genuinely are for this lifetime, genuinely can be for this lifetime as a human being and as a soul that is wanting to grow and expand, which means experiencing new things, among other things. So there's that human part of us that really wants security and safety, and then there's that soul part of us that wants to experience all that life has to offer, the comfort and the discomfort, the joy and the pain, the triumphs and the so-called failures, wants to just live fully. But our human self, with its survival basis, gets in the way and worries, and we learn all this programming that says, you know, I mustn't get it wrong, and what will people think, and what if I can't, and all that stuff that holds us back. One of the things that really can get in the way of us taking brave steps is wanting guarantees about how that will turn out, and you know, even if our life's not very comfortable right now because of our relationships or our work or our finances or where we're living or our health, at least we know the rules of engagement. We know how to live with that. And if things change, even if they get better, you know, will we be able to cope? And so, and another thing that gets in the way of us making changes is we think we need to know how. What will I do? How can I make this different? Whereas the way I see it, the how is sort of about doingness, which is again about our physical self. To me, what really matters is our intention. Am I willing to end or to allow to end things that are not working for me, that are not bringing fulfillment, that are not benefiting me or those around me? Am I willing to allow change to come into my life? Am I willing to open up to possibilities and opportunities that right now I can't imagine? But am I willing to say, okay, I'm open to taking a risk. I'm open to seeing what else might be on offer for me. I'm open to handing over to my soul. I'm open to trying new things. I'm open to what I might call failing, knowing that every experience is an opportunity to learn, whether we like how it unfolds or not. So simply being willing, having the intention to be willing to follow our soul's calling, wherever that may lead, can open up all sorts of possibilities. We don't necessarily have to know the how. Handing it over, surrendering to divine will is one of the basic spiritual principles. Being willing to not know and let it unfold, rather than fearing not knowing and holding on really tightly for fear of losing. So what I'm wanting to do tonight, as I said in the email, I want to focus on actually putting our energy tonight into making some changes, or opening up to being available for change coming into our lives. And so if you're driving right now or walking the dog or something, you might like to stop the recording and come back to this when you can sit and really tune in and focus. Obviously you don't have to, but I think when we get specific, when we really tune in to our lives, the more specific we are, the deeper the work can go. And this is a basic counselling principle, whether it's more traditional methods of counselling or not. When we go from the general to the specific, it's more powerful. So while I'm talking, you might be thinking about what improvements you'd like in your life. You know, there might be problems with a relationship with a family member or a work colleague or a friend. There might be problems in how you feel about yourself. There might be fears around money, fears around health. Just letting yourself tune in for a minute, what you'd like to have change in your life, not needing to know how, but just being willing for that to be possible. And also the emotions that you would like to not feel quite as frequently, emotions that you might be willing to let move through you so they can be released. Also ways of thinking, like I'm not good enough, that you might be open to changing. So we're going to start by tapping on the fear of change. So we'll do some tapping initially. And then we're going to go into using the divine decree, which is a very spiritual process where we ask for help to release what we're not wanting in our lives. Now I'm going to come up with things that I think will reflect what a lot of people are likely to be feeling, and you can also voice your own thoughts around that. If you want to unmute, I'll check before we go into divine decree, if you want to unmute and tell me anything specifically that you're wanting to ask to release, you're very welcome to do that. Or you're welcome to text me. I've got my phone here so I can keep an eye on that happening. So that's the second stage, what we want to let go of. And the third part, we're going to use expansion questions, which come from Access Consciousness. And that's inviting in what we are wanting to experience, with a particular emphasis on how we want to feel. Because remember, anything that we don't want, ultimately we don't want it because it doesn't feel good. And anything we do want, ultimately we want it because we expect it to feel good. Whether it's a house, a job, a car, money, friendship, why do we want it? Because we want it to feel good. Why do we want it to change? Because it's not feeling good. So we're going to really emphasize those positive emotions for the last part of the call. I'll just check, does anyone have any questions before I continue, and then we'll get started. If you do, you just need to unmute yourself, star 6. No, okay, seems as though we're good. Excellent. So, starting with tapping, we start by tapping on the side of the hand, the edge of your hand, where if you were going to do a karate chop, that would be the edge of your hand where it touches the table. We're tapping rapidly, and it doesn't matter which side of your body you tap on, it's tapping hard enough so that you can feel it, not so hard that it hurts. Okay, so just repeating after me, you can repeat it out loud because you're muted, and just following along with me. So tapping the side of your hand, even though there's a part of me that is afraid of change. After all, I'm used to my life being like this, and I don't know what to expect if it was to change. And I'm not sure that I'd be safe. I deeply and completely accept myself now. Even though there's a part of me that is afraid of change, will I be able to cope? I don't like feeling stuck and trapped, and I would like to have more freedom to make my own choices and decisions, but I don't know what to expect. I accept myself and how I feel. Even though there's a part of me that really likes the idea of my life getting better, of feeling more love and joy more often, there's another part of me that's not sure if I can handle that, that wants guarantees that it will be good, and is afraid of what might happen. I accept myself and how I feel. Now, tapping on the top of the head, this fear of change, beginning of eyebrow, I like the idea of change. Side of eye, I like the idea of feeling better. Under eye, but part of me is afraid of what might be expected of me. Under nose, would I be able to cope? Under lips, with my life being different and better. Under collarbone, it's hard to imagine. Under arm, that after all this time, top of head, things could actually change. Beginning of eyebrow. But I don't like feeling stuck and trapped. Side of eye. I'm frustrated and bored with where I'm at. Under eye. I'd like to feel better more often. Under nose. But I know how to live my life this way. Under lips. And will I be good enough for living a better life? Under collarbone, will I be able to afford it? Under arm, will I still have friends? Top of head, will people still like me? Eyebrow, will I like myself? Side of eye, I like the idea of having fun. Under eye, I like the idea of having more freedom. Under nose, but there's a part of me that's afraid of this. Under lips, I like the familiar. Under collarbone, I sometimes even feel in control right now. Underarm, and what if I lose all that? Okay, just having a rest for a minute and taking a couple of deep breaths. giving that a minute to integrate. Okay, sleight of hand. And what if I'm willing to change and it doesn't actually happen? What if this doesn't work for me? I accept myself and how I feel. What if I have good intentions, but somehow it doesn't turn out the way I want, or I don't get what I want, or nothing changes? Will I be able to stand that? And I accept myself and how I feel. Even though I just don't know what to expect, there's a part of me that wants to trust that all will be well and my life will get better. But there's another part of me that says, what if the time isn't right for me? What if this doesn't work for me? What if nothing changes? And I acknowledge these fears now. Top of head, all these mixed thoughts about change. Eyebrow, will it work for me? Side of eye, what if the time isn't right for me right now? Under eye, can I be patient until the time is right? Under nose, what if I miss the signs? Under lips, what if I miss out? Under collarbone, what if I feel too out of control? Under arm, all these ideas my mind comes up with. Top of head, with all its fears and doubts. Eyebrow, getting in the way of what might be possible. Side of eye, when the time is right. Under eye, this worry about change. Under nose, this worry there won't be change. Under lips, this fear of the unexpected. Under collarbone, fear of the unknown. Under arm, all these doubts. Again, taking a breath. Letting some of that dissolve away. Now, starting to open up side of hand. I like the idea that when the time is right, the appropriate changes will take place. Top of head, I like the idea of being open to positive change. Eyebrow, I like the idea of having greater freedom in my life. Side of eye, of being open to more adventures. Under eye, maybe even willing to take some risks. Under nose, I like the idea of trusting that the divine has my back. Under lips, that my soul is right there with me, guiding the way. Under collarbone, I like thinking it's not all up to me. Under arm, that my job is to be willing. Top of head, my job is to be open. Eyebrow, my job is to allow. Side of eye, to go with the flow. Under eye, and trust in life. Under nose, what if I'm simply willing to go along for the ride? Under lips, navigating seeming roadblocks under collarbone and being open for the adventure. Underarm. I like the idea that I can't know what's right around the corner. Top of head, that life can be a magical mystery. Eyebrow, and that change can come in the most unexpected ways. Side of eye, I like the idea that as I let go of old ways, under eye, of thinking, feeling and behaving, under nose, so I create the room for new ways, under lips, of thinking, feeling and behaving. Under collarbone, that as I let go of what is not true for me, underarm, and what is not true about me, top ahead, so that creates the space, eyebrow, for the real me to emerge more fully. Side of eye, the me that is a being of love. Under eye, being of light. Under nose, a being of wisdom. Under lips, and power. Trusting in life, under collarbone, trusting in life. Underarm, and open to following the way laid out for me. Okay, having a rest. Just noticing how your body feels now. You may find that you feel a bit lighter and freer. If you've got any water in front of you, you might like to have a drink of water. It just really helps to keep hydrated when you're doing deep healing work like this. So if anyone's got any comments about that or questions, now is your chance. Unmute star 6. And also, we're now going to go on to the divine decree process, where we're going to ask to release what's not working for us. And I'll ask for ones that I think are fairly common, and you can ask for ones yourself as well, inside your head, or write them down, or whatever works for you. And if there are some that you'd like me to name, if you've got some favourites, please let me know. And just while you're having a minute to think about that and maybe respond, I'm just going to explain. The next process we're going to use is the Divine Decree. This is, pretty... this is a very spiritual process, and for some of you it might be a little bit too outlandish. If that is the case, if you can simply just be with the intention of it rather than focusing too much on the detail of the words, the intention of it is an affirmation to ourselves and to life, God, Source, the universe, of a willingness to let go of what is no longer serving us, of what is no longer appropriate for the highest and best in our life at this time. In this process, we ask for our God presence, that part of us that's a part of God, the divine universe, our guides, our ascended consciousness, that's that highest aspect of our consciousness, to work in group consciousness, the group of our consciousnesses now. We're going to call on angels, archangels and ascended masters to merge down with us. if some of you might be energetically sensitive, you might actually feel, as we ask for this before we start the at the beginning of the process, you might actually feel shifts taking place in your body, or you might not. Doesn't matter, it's happening. Then we ask for some temples of healing and grounding to provide us with protection and enhance this healing process. And then we ask by divine decree. So we are asking for this to be a decree that comes from on high, so to speak, in the name of God, Goddess. And we ask to break all vows, contracts and agreements that have been made by us, consciously or unconsciously, by our soul extensions, i.e. the different lifetimes our soul has extended into. So we're asking to clear agreements we've made from other lifetimes, and that our ancestors may have made as well, across all dimensions, all time, all space. So it's like a, you know, just take it all from anywhere, whatever its reason, whatever its seeming justification. If now is the time for it to go, please may it be released now. And then we ask for it to be released from the cells and photons of our body. We ask for all the records and memories of this information that we've contracts, agreements, be lifted from our DNA and our RNA, and we ask the karmic board to lift it. So anything that we might be experiencing in this life that is because of a karmic choice that we've made to experience it in this life, we're asking the karmic board for permission for that to now be lifted. So that just, for those of you who want to have a bit of understanding of what we're doing, hopefully that gives you a bit of insight. It's totally not necessary, though. This, I just find this such a powerful process. I'm all excited because I've decided to use it tonight because, I think it's just extraordinary. We're sort of, you know, we're calling on the big guns to come and give us some help, coming from that humble place of I'm open and available to whatever is appropriate for me right now, because we can't really know what that is, but as I was saying before, expressing our willingness to allow it is an open invitation for whatever is right for us at this time to take place. Okay, so for this, you can tap along with it if you'd like to. Otherwise, you might like to just tune in. I like to have my eyes closed for this process, whatever works for you. So, first of all, I'm just asking for our God presences, our guides, our ascended consciousnesses to work in a harmonious group consciousness together, so that the highest of the highest of the highest will be shown here today for all of us in our here and now. And we call on the angels, archangels and ascended masters to come forward and merge deeply down through all dimensions of our fields. All beings from the light who love us to come and support and guide us in this healing. We ask for a temple of healing and transformation to be anchored and activated across all dimensions of our energy fields. We ask for a temple of love and light grounding to anchor and activate through all dimensions of our fields. And we ask for a temple of God presence communion to anchor and activate through all dimensions of our fields. Just taking a breath there. Now, repeating after me, by divine decree, in the name of my God Goddess Presence, under all universal laws, I now break all vows, contracts, and agreements that I, my soul extensions, and my ancestors may have made across all time, space, and dimensions around feeling and believing that. And now's when we list what we're asking to be released or lifted from us. Asking to have lifted from us tendencies to self-judgment, self-criticism, blaming and shaming ourselves and making ourselves wrong. Beliefs around feeling not good enough. Not good enough to have the love, the happiness, the energy, the joy, the time, the money, the freedom that we desire. All fears around being not loved or loving or lovable enough. Patterns of worrying about what other people might think. Feeling the need to keep the peace. Do what others expect. Be what we think others need us to be. The belief in having to get it right, having to be perfect, not being allowed to experiment or make mistakes or take risks. Thinking that rules matter and following the rules matter more than love and being loving and kind and compassionate. Patterns of blaming others rather than taking responsibility for ourselves and how we feel. Patterns of blocking emotions that are wanting to be released. Emotions such as anger and fear, sadness and shame. Hiding the truth of how we feel from ourselves. Letting go of what we've been holding on to that is no longer helpful. Letting go of self-doubt and inadequacy, helplessness, hopelessness, powerlessness. Letting go of any addictions, shopping, food, alcohol, neediness, control. I'll just give you a few minutes to add others that might be on your list. I got a message here, letting go of what's stopping there being balance in life, work and personal life balance. Letting go of not feeling good about self, what might be blocking being more self-loving. And letting go of what might be causing stress or going into a stress response. Thank you. Okay. You can always come back later and listen to this again and do some more clearing. Right now we'll move on and ask for this to be lifted. What we've done is presented our shopping list. Okay. Now we're asking for the shopping list to be taken. So repeating after me, I now ask God, Goddess, to lift these energy dynamics from every cell and photon of my multidimensional energy body, asking for all records and memories, programs and implants, energies that have been downloaded into our being, to be deeply lifted from my DNA and RNA, and calling to the karmic board for full karmic absolution around these issues now. So just imagining that this is all being lifted, whatever's ready to go, whatever's appropriate to leave now, whatever is no longer serving is being lifted from you. And you might like to, nothing's required of us now, we're just creating the space and the time for the healing to take place. So you might like to imagine that you're lying in a beautiful place in nature, resting on the ground, being supported by the earth, feeling that connection, that nourishment. And imagining that the sun is soaking this up and filling you with its healing power and light and love. Just lying back and relaxing, letting it dissolve away what needs to leave. If you find yourself feeling a little bit lightheaded, just taking some gentle breaths or a drink of water. If you find yourself feeling a bit hot, that's often old stuff burning up. You might find yourself feeling quite heavy or tired. These are all normal responses to deep healing work. Anything that you're experiencing. Some people yawn, I'm inclined to burp and yawn. Just trust the process. Keep your mind out of the way if you can. really good way to keep your mind out of the way is just to notice, how's my body feeling? What's it like when I imagine that sun shining down on me, and when I imagine feeling the earth beneath me, green grass or sand, rock, whatever feels appropriate. And I just want to say, while we're allowing this to happen, that doing work like this in a group is much more powerful than doing it just by yourself or just with one other person. Doing it at this time, on this winter solstice, much more powerful. Okay, so you might like to thank, well, we will thank the beings who've supported us with this part of the process. And also, you might like to give internal permission for this healing to keep taking place for as long as is appropriate. It might actually want more time, that's often the case. So for it to keep happening through your sleep tonight, you might like to say it's okay for that to happen. And we now ask for this energy work to be sealed and integrated when it's completed with grace, ease, light, love, and empowerment. And we thank all the beautiful beings who've been involved today, including the angels, archangels, ascended masters, God, Goddess, our highest consciousness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So be it. So it is. Just taking a couple of gentle breaths into your tummy. If anyone has any questions or comments, now would be a good time to either text or unmute *6. And we're about to go in now to expansion questions, asking for all those beautiful spiritual qualities that are in alignment with our soul, opening and being receptive to those, knowing the more that our soul is guiding us in this life, the more we're going to have a sense of being ourselves, of being fulfilled, of serving in whatever way is appropriate for each of us, being the compassionate, wise, loving, kind beings that we all want to be. don't seem to be any questions or texts coming through. So I shall keep going. So these are expansion questions. So these are questions that we're asking because we don't know the answer. There's a chance we might get the answer instantly. What's more likely is that it will come to us when the time is right, in divine right order, in the divine way that's part of the divine plan. But we're, in asking these questions, we're opening our minds to being willing to receive the answers when the time is right. And in asking these questions, we're sort of pushing aside some of the limiting beliefs that might have been blocking these things that we're asking about. So as I'm asking these questions, all you need to do is listen. If you like, you can tap along, but simply listening and feeling the question, feeling how your body might start to feel more expansive or lighter or easier. Or you may not notice any change, but just knowing again, intention rules. Our intention is powerful. What energy, space and consciousness can I be to truly know myself as a being of infinite light and love? What energy, space and consciousness can I be to fully expand into and fully experience my loving nature? What energy, space and consciousness can I be to truly know my compassionate heart? What energy, space and consciousness can I be to fully enjoy being the loving, kind being, kind and caring being that I know is my truth? What energy, space and consciousness can I be to value and appreciate all that I am? What energy, space and consciousness can I be to trust and appreciate and accept that whatever I am experiencing in my life right now is exactly what my soul wants me to experience for its growth and healing and expansion? What energy, space and consciousness can I be to fully trust and believe in myself? And what would it take for me to truly value and appreciate all that I am? All that I have, and all that I give. What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to feel profound gratitude and appreciation for the gift of this life in this body and all that that brings? What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to know true joy and true peace? And what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to be lovingly open and receptive to all emotions, allowing them to flow through me, to experience the rich tapestry of emotions that come with being in a human body? What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to trust in life, to trust in the divine source, spirit, the universe, that it always has my back, is always on my side. Life is always unfolding as it needs to. What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to be the greatest expression of all that I am? What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to give generously of my love, compassion, wisdom, and humility? What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to truly know how I can best be of service? What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to fully trust that all is unfolding exactly as it is meant, that I am safe and all is well? Again, just letting yourself feel that in your body. Allowing yourself to receive, allowing whatever you might be sensing or not sensing. a lot of healing energy coming in right now, and I've just had a text from someone saying how heavy they're feeling. That's what can happen sometimes when there's a big healing download. I think it's really anchoring and grounding us and filling us with beautiful, loving, healing energy. And at the same time, you might be feeling really light. Everyone's different. Whatever your experience is, exactly how it needs to be. You might like to ask if there's a colour that is appropriate for you right now. You might like to imagine being wrapped in that colour or being wrapped in a beautiful velvet cloak or a silk cloak that's that colour. Or it might feel as though you need to just lie under a tree. Or float in the ocean. Just seeing if an image comes to mind, or maybe a message might come to mind. You might get a sense of a person with you. Memory might come up. Or you might just find yourself drifting off. Okay, so that finishes for tonight. And just again, let's give thanks for all the healing, all the energetic balancing, rebalancing, integrating that's taking place, all the guidance and support that we've received tonight. And I'd just like to just say briefly, I said a while ago that being in a group makes us that much more powerful. With EFT, they've actually done research and proven that it doubles the power when we use tapping in a group. And I have no doubt that if research was done into it, the same or more would be said of the other techniques that we've used tonight. But that's a bit of scientific verification there around tapping. Thank you all so much for joining me on the call tonight or later on the recording. I enjoy doing this so much. It's all very passionate about it, and I love to be able to share that passion with you. So thank you for making these calls possible, and I wish you a beautiful post solstice sleep tonight, or you might find you're doing a bit of processing in your dreams. Dreaming could be interesting. Thank you so much. Oh, before I go, any questions? Unmute star 6. No, it doesn't look like it. Okay, thank you everybody. Take care and sweet dreams. Bye for now.